Before we head to all that beautiful music, I had a chance to speak with Fayetteville artist J.N. Ward. She has a show coming up at the DIY venue La La Land off MLK in Fayetteville. It'll be one of La La Land's last shows before it must close. J.N. Ward is a mixed media artist, and her show Problematic features watercolor illustration and printmaking all in one show. Let's now hear more from J.N. Ward about her November 1st show, Problematic, at La La Land.
Not being an artist just isn't an option. There's other work I do to help pay the bills, but if I'm not creating, I'm going stir crazy and feeling terrible about myself. So it's sounds cheesy, but it's like the Chariots of Fire where he's like, God made me a runner, so I have to run, or something like that. It's like, well, whatever made me an artist, so that's what I have to do. I have a show called Problematic that will be at La La Land November 1st, 7 o'clock to 10 o'clock. And the work kind of came out of me thinking about American feminism in the post-Trump world.
Let's discuss this idea of problematic. So what does that mean for you and what are you exploring?
When I hear the word problematic, I've mostly heard women use it or minorities use it to talk about things that are obviously problematic, but usually I find that to be in a gendered context. When you think about things like white feminism is really problematic because it leaves out people of color or the LGBTQT community, it feels like sometimes everything we do can be construed as problematic, and sometimes it's good to hear that call out and fix the problem, but I think sometimes it holds us back from just going forward and trying to do the right thing because we're so scared of doing the wrong thing. Sometimes it seems like whatever you do, maybe your whole life is problematic because we live in a capitalist society. And if you want to take that far enough, like your clothes are problematic, where you get your nails done are problematic, things like that.
There's a couple pictures in there that are illustrations of Ruth Bader Ginsburg and Gloria Steinem, and then there's watercolor plants that are juxtaposed over the drawing.
I was thinking about the Women's March, which I participated in. There were a lot of women holding up signs with pictures of Ruth Bader Ginsburg or Angela Davis or using their names. And for me, I was wondering how many of us actually know what they've done, because honestly, I don't know that much about them. I just know that they've done a lot for feminism, but that was about it. So I wanted to create icon, like in a religious sense, like an icon of these iconic women. Then after I created that, I wanted to do some research about them. So I would create the image knowing nothing about these women, and then afterwards I would read up about them or read a book by them or something to get a better feel for that. And with the plants around them, plants are huge symbolic items for me. They can represent so much. They can represent our relationship to nature. But for this show, I wanted them to represent the domestic versus the undomesticated. So working in a domestic space, plants are very on trend, succulents, all of that. I just felt like it was a good symbolism for things that women kind of treasure and kind of baby a little bit. So I wanted those to be like votive offerings to these iconic women.
You brought your infant in today for the interview, and we're hearing him make a few sounds. So welcome to motherhood.
Thanks.
And what has that been like to juggle all these things?
I feel like I'm not a very good juggler. I feel like I'm dropping the ball all the time. It's been really different. So the work, actually, I started making the work before I got pregnant, and then I got pregnant, and it was fairly difficult, just extremely fatigued and sick all the time. and then making work during that time and making work right after my baby was born. I feel like I don't have the same amount of time for sure to give to it. And it's challenging me because before I could take maybe a 3 to 4 hour chunk of time to really focus and buckle down to work. And now if I put my baby down to nap, I don't know if that nap will last for 15 minutes or for an hour if I'm really lucky. What I'm having to learn is just putting myself first, which seems counterintuitive as a new mom, but I know if I'm taking care of myself, that's the best way I can take care of my baby, which I guess can tie back into feminism because we're taught to sacrifice ourselves and make martyrs of ourselves for everyone else but us. But we really can't do a good job at anything if we're not taking care of our own selves. So that's my biggest struggle mentally, for sure.
Maybe talk a little bit about the space and your memories about in associations with La La Land.
I love the space because I love how it looks. And even though it might not necessarily be the best space for an art show to draw a big crowd because it's a little bit out of the way and not everyone knows where it is all the time, just visually, I think it's the perfect space to show art. I love it. And my memories of it involve a lot of bands, a lot of shows, and it was a good place to show up and see everyone that you knew and see people in the arts. It's beautiful, even though it feels like it's falling apart, and I think that's part of the beauty of it. I'm going to miss it. I'm really sad it's going.
That's artist J.N. Ward, all about her show Problematic, up at La La Land, just off MLK in downtown Fayetteville. That show opens from 7 to 10 p.m. this November 1st. Love bringing you all this in-depth arts coverage for our listening area. If you'd like to keep up with all things Arts Beat, you can find Of Note with Katie Hendrickson on Facebook and on Twitter, Of Note KUAF. These are all digital stories as well. You can share them online using hashtag ArtsBeatKUAF. That way we can all connect with each other.